This episode of the South Sea Folk Podcast is sponsored by Alice and Ivy South Sea. They're an independent skincare, makeup and wellness specialists, and they're based on Marmion Road and are open Tuesdays to Saturdays. You can find out all the information about them on social media. I love the fact that they're an independent shop that sells independent products from independent businesses around the UK. What's not to love? Give them a follow and try and find out a bit more about them. Right, so I'm here with Rochelle from the Alternative Book Club. So thanks for meeting me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so nice. We've had a little catch up beforehand, haven't we, to chat about books. So for any of the listeners out there that are listening now, what can you tell them about the Alternative Book Club?
So the Alternative Book Club, the aim of it is to make book clubs essentially accessible for everyone. So whether you're a working parent and you don't have as much time to read as you'd like, whether you're a younger person or a student and you want to try and fit reading within your studies, or whether you're somebody that is a hugely avid reader and you just want somebody to talk about your passions and your favourite things with, maybe you've got a favourite book. And the idea is that hopefully it's for everyone. So it doesn't matter what your lifestyle is, you can hopefully fit it within sort of your month and meet with like-minded people as well.
Oh, that's cool. So when does it start?
So our first meeting is on the 1st of February. That is at Guildhall Village, down Guildhall Walk. But from then on, it's going to aim to be as close to sort of the first day of the month as possible. But I was saying sort of I'm open to venues. There's no sort of fixed venue. And I'm very up for creating a community of people that want to have a discussion about where it takes place. Where's best? Maybe sometimes we could look at, when it's a little bit warmer, we could look at moving it more towards like the beach sort of area as well. So I'm very open to lots of different places.
Oh, that's good. So we were chatting and you really love books. and so you wanted to share that love. So you were saying that people coming along to the Alternative Book Club, like on one of the events, it might not necessarily be just about books. It could be about how you store books, you know, book swaps, how, you know, how people go about buying books, like all different things that is linked to
absolutely
being involved in books, isn't it?
Yeah, because I'm aware that, so I would buy a lot of books in a month, an awful lot of books, whether it's Kindle or physical, but I know that not everyone has the ability to do that, whether that's financial or whether they just don't have time to read those books. So it'll be nice to open up avenues to not just read about reading a specific book. So whether we maybe have a look at whether you prefer ebooks or audiobooks, physical books, whether you, and this is one of my favourite questions, is how do you keep track of your books, and do you use like a bookmark? Do you fold over the corner, which is a bit of blasphemy? Or how do you, what's your favourite place to sit and read? And little conversations like that that mean that you don't have to be the most avid reader to join in the community. You can still be a part of it, no matter how long your TBR list is or how short it might be. Or you might not even have a TBR, but you can still come along, you can still join in, get to know other people that also like or love books as well.
Yeah, so just for people out there that don't know what TBR is, can you tell us?
So it means to be read.
Oh, to be read.
There's a few different abbreviations within the sort of bookish community. But again, that's another thing that I'd love to go over, is like the different sort of DNF, which stands for did not finish. So I'd love to go over sort of that sort of thing. Some people might even have their own that we're not even aware of. Which would be amazing to hear sort of just how people sort of live through books, and sort of the books that they like to read. Not necessarily a specific book, but just sort of how their lifestyles fit around books, or how books fit around their lifestyles as well.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because like my husband never reads a book, but then when he goes on holiday, that's the one time
that he will sit and read a book.
Yeah.
So you might get people that only read a book a couple of times a year.
Yeah, and they're absolutely welcome to join. Anyone is welcome to join, whether you read a book a day, which is not that many people, but you never know, or whether you haven't read a book for 10 years.
Yeah.
Everyone is welcome, whether your goal is to read one book a year or whether you actually have like hundreds of books that you do want to read and you might be able to get around to. The aim is to just make it open, bring a community feel, and just make people feel included. Because sometimes in the book world, there can sometimes be this sense of elitism that if you don't have a certain number of books that you want to read in a year, some people get a little bit worried that they can't fit in with the book community. And I just want to spread the love, essentially. That it doesn't matter how many books you might want to read or how many books you have read, you'll be very welcome.
That's good. I mean, like with me, like I was saying to you before, I really love to read, but I don't always get the time. That I used to read a lot more and I don't get as much time anymore. So when I do read a book now, I tend to get quite a few recommendations. So like when I read The Midnight Library, I absolutely loved that book. But I got recommendations from quite a few people before I read it, and that made me feel good. So it's quite nice having a book club where people can just sort of say, oh, I really recommend this. I think you'd like this, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's one of the first I've seen that doesn't have a book that you have to read, like a set book. Sorry about that. So it doesn't have a set book that you have to read a month. So it's quite open-ended in that sense. So what you said, if you're only going to read one or two books a year, you want to make sure that that's something that you know you're going to like and that you know that you're going to enjoy. And you might even come to the book club and say, I really want to feel inspired. Has anyone got any books that they've read that are going to make me feel inspired by the end? I want to feel like I've gone on a journey on this book. And hopefully others can give you ideas of what they've read and how it made them feel. But there's no sort of set pattern to the books, because I know not everyone has time to read books that are on sort of set lists, or you might just not be interested in that book. And I want people to know that they can come regardless of what books they like. So whether you're into like a really niche sort of genre, there will be other people that are also into that genre, and you can have a chat with those people as well and let them know what you're interested in, also get recommendations from others too.
Yeah, definitely. So is there a book that you've read recently? What kind of book have you read recently that you absolutely loved?
Oh my gosh.
Well, it sounds like you've read a lot in comparison to me.
I'm just thinking of my first book this year, which I know it's only January the something, but it's already something that's probably I can imagine it'll be one of my best of the year. It's called Bright Young Women. And it's by Jessica Knoll, and it's sort of crime based, and it is fiction, but it reads as if it's a non-fiction, and it follows, it fictionalizes the events surrounding Ted Bundy, but it shows it from the perspective of like the survivors and the victims and their friends.
Right.
And the portrayal of it sort of flips it on its head. So they all described Ted Bundy in real life as like, oh, he was such a bright young man. He stuck up for himself in court. And sort of things like that. And it flips it on its head and says, what about what these women could have become? These were bright young women that were involved in sort of attacks and lost their lives. And it flips the narrative on its head. And it's just so well written. It's really beautifully written. And it really draws you in from there. It almost feels like you're reading true crime. And they never actually refer to his name. They call him the defendant because they don't want to give him that power. Instead, they're giving power to the women and to the survivors that sort of experienced what he did, essentially.
Oh, wow. And are there any books that you sort of read that sort of are like lifetime books that you'll always think, oh, I'm going to go back and read that one day?
Absolutely. So off the top of my head, so there's one called Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine.
Yeah, I read
Have
that.
You read that?
Yeah, I loved what did it. You think? Yeah, I really loved it.
It's like nothing I've ever read before.
Okay.
It's essentially just following a woman living her life, and then the tiniest little thing sort of happens, and it's just how it escalates and how out of control it gets. But also, it's so wholesome.
Yeah.
And she's such a unique character, and she's got such a unique perspective on life, and she's got these sort of routines that she follows religiously. And then it's what happens when she gets knocked out of that routine. And I love the character building. I love how they've built her up to be a little bit unique. She's not quite like every single person that you'll meet.
No.
But I love how she shows that she can still build these relationships. She can still build these sort of dynamic relationships, and how she's navigating her world and what happens when her world gets sort of flipped upside down, and how she tries to combat that in a way.
I did love that book, but I also really love books that have like really good quotes in them that stay with you forever. So I don't know if you've ever read The Little Paris Bookshop, but it's one of my favorite books. And I, you know, if anybody ever says, you know, what would you recommend, and I always say, go and buy that, you know, go and read that. But it's got some really lovely quotes in it that stay with you.
Yeah.
And then that always makes me think, I want to go back and read that again at some point. So, yeah, that's really good.
I remember when I was sort of growing up, and I'd go to the local library and I'd get out like 5 or 6 books, and I would line them up. And I'd line them up in like order of what I wanted to read them, and sort of things like that. And it's sort of this magical world that reading can create for you.
Yeah.
That I just absolutely love. I love that you can create a world out of anything.
Yeah. So what kind of author did you love growing up that stayed with you?
I was part of the sort of Harry Potter era.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's cool.
It would come out, we know that it would come out on like midnight on a Saturday, or Friday into Saturday. And my mum would drive us to the local Asda. I'd wait in the car because it was too late for me to leave the car. And then she'd come back holding like the next edition of in the series. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, what's happening next? Like, and it just, well, the beginning books really, but it just gives such cozy, wholesome vibes. And and I just think she created this really lovely world.
Yeah.
That spans over 7 years as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because when it first came out, and you think about it now, and sort of kids that are like 10 years old now are getting all that excitement out of Harry Potter books that like me and you both did.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a grown-up when it came out, by the way, for anyone listening. But I kind of lived that story through my son, who was, at the time, he was 10, and we kind of like read them together and, you know, that kind of thing. So, oh, that's brilliant. So I'm going to kind of flip it on its head a bit now. So it's not going to be about books now. So sometimes we like to ask questions just to find out just a little bit about your personality, really. So it's always like random questions, okay?
Cool.
So my first question is, what if you're going to have a cocktail, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, it would be something pink and fruity, basically because of the giant pink star next to me.
Yeah, people don't know about the giant pink star, but it's in Rachel's bag. So, okay.
I've got no reason as to why I've got it, but something like that, something glittery, probably with like a party popper hanging out the top, because why not?
Yeah.
Just because you can.
And my other question is, if you were going to pick a pudding, you were going to sort of open your fridge and there was all these puddings in the fridge, what would be the one pudding that you would choose above everything else?
I would choose an apple crumble. No, a peach crumble.
Ooh.
But with about like 85% crumble and only 15% peach. Because a peach is just there as like a vessel to make you feel like you're eating a piece of fruit for dessert, but actually it's just a load of crumble.
Yeah. And would it be with ice cream or custard?
Custard, 100% custard.
And have you made a peach crumble yourself?
I have, and I believe I make the best peach crumble. So humble, because what you do is you take the juice in the tin and you pour that over the crumble. So you reduce the sugar and instead put a little bit of that over the top. So it goes all caramelised.
Oh, that sounds so nice. I might have to get that recipe from you.
I just make it up.
It sounds lovely. It sounds so good. So for people listening now, where can they go to find out about the Alternative Book Club? What's the best way to get to find out about you?
So probably Instagram. So it's the.abc.club. And here I post lots of different posts about the book club sort of ethos, but also information about the meetings that are upcoming as well. And then there is a Facebook page, which I've got linked on our Instagram as well, and that will start being used for like community chats, community posts.
That's cool.
So that people can sort of chat in there between meetings as well.
Yeah, and maybe reach out to people that might not, you know, be physically able to come to the book club, but still want to be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool. And share recommendations that way as well.
Yeah, that's nice. And so, do you know what time the first meeting is going to be on the 1st of February? Have you not worked that out yet?
I think it's 6 o'clock.
Is it?
Oh, it would be on Instagram, I promise.
What we can say to people is, look, you know, go on to Instagram, go on social media and have a look out for the first, you know, Alternative Book Club meeting. We know it's going to be on the 1st of Feb, so have a look at the time. Have a look at the times on there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rochelle. And I'm going to come. I can't wait to come
amazing.
And
thank you.
Come and see what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.